And good afternoon, Tracy Morgan with you with your extended news at noon. And on the phone with me for a couple of minutes is Sue Bowser. And Sue, you have a unique opportunity coming up for a certain group of individuals in our community. First of all, welcome to the program. Thanks for your time today.
Oh, well, great. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, nice to talk to you. Okay, so explain to us what this, it's an expungement opportunity for work, right? Is you explain it because you do this so well.
Okay, thanks. This is something that's important to the career link that we've been working on for the past year, and we have a webinar that we're doing it in partnership with the Neighborhood Legal Clinic, and it talks about the Clean Slate Act and expungement and what you can do if you have something in your background that is a barrier to employment. The Clean Slate Act will take care of certain things, and if it's not taken care of, then expungement can also help. And it's so confusing that you pretty much need a lawyer, and unfortunately for us, the Neighborhood Legal Association, Neighborhood Legal Services has lawyers that are going to help do this expungement webinar to explain what you need to do. And then if you're eligible for their services, they're going to help you with the process. It's such a win-win.
So I know you said you need a lawyer to explain it, but I'm going to ask you anyway. See if we can get a couple of examples from you. And you don't have to run through the entire list, but I'm wondering what is considered a barrier to employment?
Well, a lot of times employers will do a background check. And they'll do a state police background check, and things can show up on your record. I found out through this process that if you get arrested for something and it goes to court and it turns out that you're not, you know, convicted of it, mm-hmm. it, you know, didn't turn out, it still shows up on your record that you were arrested and this process went through, which a lot of times employers will see that and they have another employee that has nothing on their record. Well, what are they going to think? They're not going to take the time to read all the fine print and find out nothing happened. They're just going to maybe ignore that person. So those are the kind of things that need to be taken off. With the Clean Slate Act, a lot of that is being taken care of, but sometimes it's not taken care of. So that's where the expungement part comes in. And then there's some convictions that they have to work with. That's the part that's confusing to me. I just know that some things don't need to be there. And so expungement is one way to take care of that.
So this expungement webinar isn't about getting a job. It's how to get those items off of your record. Do I have that correct?
Yes, so that you can apply for jobs and not have that be a barrier.
And so do you know how one would check to see what their record is? I mean, who would they call to make sure that what they think is off is actually off?
Well, there is a website. It's the UJS portal that they could go to, and that would show what's listed, or they could apply to the Pennsylvania State Police and get one of its either Act 33 or 34, those clearances, to show what's on their record, which is one of the things they cover in the expungement webinar, how to do that, because that's the first step to find out what is there, to see if there is something that needs to be removed.
Absolutely.
And then they go on to tell how it can be taken care of.
Do you have a lot of questions like this when they come to CareerLink, PA CareerLink here in Butler? Do you get this question often?
We do have people with those questions, and then we refer them to Neighborhood Legal Services. With an upcoming webinar, we let them know about it. Before the COVID-19, we did this in person, but now we're doing it virtually, so that way we can still provide services even though we're keeping the staff safe and we're keeping the people, our job seekers, safe.
And you know what? And I'll get the date and all the details about the expungement webinar to everyone here in just a moment. But since we're talking about this, Susan, if you don't mind that I ask you, what are you doing? What are your plans? Do you know of your plans in the next couple of weeks or next month or two? Or how is PA CareerLink operating right now?
PA CareerLink is operating virtually at the moment. We're hoping in a month from now, we will be able to be open to the public for limited appointments. We're going to be doing it appointment only because we've switched from when March occurred to everything's done virtually. We have virtual workshops that we can do. The staff has been working from home virtually, taking care of staff. People call in. We take care of their problems, try to serve things that way. We're still in the process. Unfortunately, right. I don't have any dates yet.
Right,
but
and that's
we're
okay.
We're working hard to get there.
It's interesting to talk to different industries when we say we're going green because some are, you know, wanting to get back, of course. You know, everybody wants to get back to work, absolutely. But some are doing it in different ways. So thank you very much for just kind of giving us a peek into what you all are doing. What's the response been like as we've gone through the past couple of months with you all working virtually?
It's been different. It's just been different, and things change on a daily basis. But the main focus we have is we want to make sure that the people that walk through our doors are going to be as safe as possible, and the staff that is here to serve them will also be as safe as possible. So there's been a lot of thinking into being as creative as possible to get this to happen.
So we're talking with Susan Bowser, and she's with PA CareerLink. But actually, what we wanted to focus on was the expungement webinar. And that's going to be happening on Thursday. So a lot of times, Susan, when we've been talking to people, I try to let people know when I'm talking to them, because you're right, news changes all the time. And so we are talking to Susan today. It is Monday, the 8th. And so this webinar will be on Thursday, June 11th. So can you tell us the details on how to be a part of this? Do we have to RSVP? Is there a link? How do we get it? Can you tell us that?
Well, it's going to be done through Zoom. It's going to be a webinar, and we need to have people pre-registered so we can send them a link so that they can join. They can do it on the PA CareerLink events page. We have a section set up there. If they're enrolled in PA CareerLink, they can do that, or they can send us an email. It's paclbutler@tricountyct.com.
And will you have
and that way?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead, Susan.
Those are the two ways. That way we'll have their contact and an email address so that they can be sent the link.
And do you have a limit? Obviously, Zoom can hold quite a few people, but do you have a limit to the number of people who can participate?
Right now, we're wide open.
Okay.
So.
And is this just for Butler County, or will others from different counties be joining?
It's open for anybody that's in the area that needs this service.
And you said that there could be free help in the end of this?
The Neighborhood Legal Association, yes.
And so do they get information on how to contact the Legal Association once they get on this webinar?
Yes. And also, we'll already have their email address. And Doreen, who is the counterpart at its Neighborhood Legal Services, I always keep getting that mixed up. And I'm sorry for them that I can't remember to say their name correctly. But Doreen reaches out to people to let them know ahead of time.
Okay.
She's pretty awesome with this.
Absolutely. So, again, contact information for you, just so we can write that down once again, or the link that you want us to go to in order to participate. And what time of the day is it? I don't think I asked you the time of day.
It's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to start promptly at 2.
Okay. And give us, again, that reminder of where we need to go to pick up that link or RSVP to you so we can get the link.
Okay. It's on the PA CareerLink event page. Or they can send an email to paclbutler@tricountyct.com.
And Susan, I'm sorry, go ahead, I keep interrupting you.
I could also give you Doreen's phone number.
Please.
If they want to contact her directly.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, 866-761-6572.
And Susan, just a quick question before I let you go. I appreciate your time again for joining us about the expungement webinar. Again, folks, that's on Thursday, June 11th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And so you're more than welcome to be a part of that. And that is a free service. There's no fee that's associated with that. And then if you need help, there's that possibility for free services after that. Susan, what I wanted to ask you, just your final thoughts on with PA CareerLink helping so many individuals, any advice for people, anything that you're seeing as we're moving forward with people trying to be able to get new jobs?
There's a lot of jobs out there, and a lot of people are right now waiting to see, as we're turning green, if their jobs are there. If it turns out your job's not there or not the way you think it should be, come see us when we're open. Make an appointment, come see us, and we'll help you with your job search. That's what we're here for.
That's an interesting point you make. So there's not a rush of people going back to work right now or seeking a new job, or like you said, they're just waiting to see what their world looks like.
I think a lot of it is everybody has to kind of wait and see what their world looks like. That's the scariest part of this. Nobody knows.
Yeah, there's no blueprint for us to follow in this one. Hey, Susan, thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, thanks.